You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here in KGYM on this midweek Wednesday edition on December the 15th. I had to check the calendar a couple times with the temperatures out there today as we approach 70 degrees, but unfortunately that could bring some a little bit of a harrowing weather coming up a little bit later on. We'll see. 319-366-1600 as we come your way. That is our text line. That is our phone line as well, available to you here on the Gym Class program. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass. Our tummies all filled today after our holiday luncheon for the station. Good to see everybody out there. And had a good time out there, and thanks to everybody for helping to put that on today. We do appreciate it, and good show coming up for you. We're going to talk National Signing Day a little bit. Mark Ironside will join us to talk college wrestling, and Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joins us to answer your fantasy football questions, so get them ready to go. 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Wednesday edition of the show. Here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM at Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. We've got right now no rain, no warnings in our area other than the high wind warning. Now, if you go to the western central part of the state of Iowa, mainly the western and central two-thirds of the state of Iowa right now under a tornado watch, and that tornado watch will go into the evening, and that covers, like I said, a significant portion of the state. Right now, there is a line, a very long and skinny line from east-central Nebraska down almost to Wichita that is moving to the northeast. And that is a very, very active line. Now, a lot of the folks on the National Weather Service saying that that could get to the state of Iowa, depending on where you are at, western and central Iowa, late afternoon, 4, 5 o'clock right in there. We're kind of on the fringe, thankfully, here in the eastern part of the state of Iowa. Doesn't mean we might not get any bad weather. But, just keep it keep one eye to the sky. That's our best weather advice for you here today. And we don't get these very often. We set a record today, Mark. We're 73 degrees right now in Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, after so many years, so many weather situations, from floods to derechos to tornadoes, I'll see what happens and figure it out, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, exercise caution. I shouldn't poo-poo it, but keep your eye to the sky. It's your favorite weatherman, and see what happens.
Yeah, and if anything pops up around these parts during local programming, we will be sure to let you know about it right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. 1600. Thank you, Matt. We hope everybody out there stays safe today. It is National Signing Day, and some interesting things coming down the line. The Xavier Wampa influence is helping the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Iowa State signed their class of 22. We'll see if any more come into the fold as far as Matt Campbell is concerned. UNI with a good class that is focusing on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the defensive backfield. We will talk about that with you on the program here today, as that is front and center. Athletes starting to sign at 7:30, I think the earliest one I saw today, Mark, and they are still making their commitments and their signings known as of 3:09.
And I believe most coaches will address the media later on, or at least when all the signings are official, and talk about their classes. Of course, everybody's happy. Everybody's thrilled. with their classes, and that's well and good. I know the Big Ten Network is having an almost day-long special on recruiting and signing and whatnot, and most of the coaches are being interviewed, some of the top players. There's definitely an appetite out there for recruiting. I understand that. But don't get too caught up in the rankings. Iowa, what, 10th in the Big Ten?
Well, they were 10th, but moving up because folks like T.J. Hall Jr., who just committed, the Fresno, California defensive back, he was one of the guys that Xavier Wampa was trying to recruit to Iowa. He is now selected and has committed to the Iowa Hawkeyes. So that's a big get for Iowa out there. That was not one they had on the radar.
Yeah, I think there's a couple, three that have done the same. They were players that were uncertain have decided to latch on to Iowa. Perhaps others are going elsewhere. You know, the signing deal is cool, but I signed today as well. It's called Team Medicare. How about that?
Very good. Very good. I saw all those commercials. You got in the nick of time right there. If you want to comment, 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Iowa. The big news today nationally, the number one recruit, according to all of the scouting services, young man that was headed to Florida State, flipped today to Deion Primetime Sanders and Jackson State. How about that? That is unprecedented. Number one recruit in America is going to play FCS football for Jackson State, Division I AA. Interesting. Deion Sanders is bringing in a ton of big-time recruits to Jackson State. And now, of course, that's getting everybody's hair on the back of their neck standing up because they're all saying, ooh, coaching carousel next time around, Deion Sanders, because he can bring in all these guys. So there you go. We'll see how that all plays out. But Iowa, as we mentioned, Hall came in for the Hawkeyes. Iowa also got a commitment. A little bit earlier on today, just want to make sure I find it. Jason Patterson from South Florida, a running back. He is going to be a Hawkeye. That was a late one, if you will, along with Caleb Johnson, another running back coming into the fold out of Hamilton, Ohio. If he's half as good as the best Iowa athlete to come out of Hamilton, Ohio, I think the Kirk Ferentz will have a good one. Do you remember the top athlete at Iowa to ever come out of Hamilton, Ohio, Mark?
Is that where Bob Sanders came from?
No, that was Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Greg Stokes.
Greg Stokes.
Yes. Greg Stokes. He was pretty good. He was pretty good. Let's see. Cohen Entringer, the defensive back. From Ypsilanti, Michigan. Big get for Iowa today. As far as in-state, Hawkeyes picked up one that was originally verbaled to the Dakotas. Landon Van Kickerix, the linebacker out of Boyden-Hull Rock Valley, who had a terrific career as far as the Nighthawks are concerned up in northwest Iowa. He flipped today to Iowa, so he is going to be a Hawkeye. As far as Iowa State is concerned, the local product, Gabe Burkle from Cedar Rapids Prairie, he inked his letter of intent at 8 o'clock this morning, and he is signed now with Iowa State Cyclones with the 22 that they were scheduled to bring in, including four Iowans, three others besides Gabe Burkle, Hunter Deo, the terrific defensive lineman out of Council Bluffs, Lewis Central, Harlan defensive end Will McLaughlin, and Sergeant Bluff Luton linebacker Jacob Emming, all going to Iowa State. Cyclones did very well in the Midwest. From Kansas City, they got several good prospects, including Carson Willich out of Blue Springs, a couple out of the Minneapolis area, one out of Madison, St. Louis as well. So Matt Campbell checking all the boxes as far as his class is concerned. Let me go over the UNI folks here that we know of at the moment. Ben Kuhnhaus, the terrific offensive lineman out of Humboldt, Iowa. He was a good get for Mark Farley. A couple of transfers. Kardarius Bailey from Iowa State, a defensive end, is going to go to UNI. Devel Washington, transfer from West Virginia, a wide receiver coming in. Those two guys figure to play very, very soon, right away, as far as UNI is concerned. Also for the Panthers, Rayshon Dallas. He is an athlete out of the state of Florida. Daleshon Stanley, also from Blue Springs, Missouri. They've been very good to UNI over the years. He is a defensive back. Another defensive back, Keith Moko out of Newton, Iowa. Josiah Galvin, the defensive back out of West Liberty, a terrific athlete, very good running back as well for the Comets. He is going to go to UNI. Tate Sander, another defensive back from Belmont Clemmy High School here in the state of Iowa. And Matthew Shekelman, that's the quarterback out of this class from Appleton, Wisconsin. He will be the quarterback for Mark Farley as far as this class is concerned. Gavin Proudfoot from Wisconsin, another offensive lineman. The terrific wide receiver Brady McCullough out of Ankeny is going to UNI. That was a good get for the Panthers. Lamar Box, a defensive back from East St. Louis. Another defensive back, Jordan McClain from Minnesota. And yet one more. Dewan Mack, a defensive back out of Missouri. I think UNI picked up 8 defensive backs in this particular group of recruits for Mark Farley this year.
Yeah, very interesting list. And like I said, every coach is very happy. And certainly Mark Farley addressing the defensive side of the ball. And every team has different needs. There's no question about it. And that's what this is all about, trying to fill needs. Next year and beyond.
Very true. 319-366-1600. Ryan and Walford asking on the text line, if Jackson State would start to gather a load of 5 stars, what would it take for them to move to D1? Not going to happen. Jackson State, SWAC school, I believe, they're very happy where they are. As far as the rest of the athletics department is concerned. And yes, TJ Hall Jr. did sign with Iowa. Thank you, 8186. Did get that on there. So there you go. A little bit about what is happening in the state of Iowa as far as athletes signing, what have you. Congratulations to everybody. There's way too many to even list here for Division I, Division II, Division III, not only football, but other sports as well. Just congratulations to all the athletes out there for signing.
I would say the same. And, the interesting thing about Travis Hunter, the number one rated prospect in the nation who's going to Jackson State, as you described, he committed to Florida State March of 2020. And isn't it ironic and interesting that Florida State, who he originally committed to, who went to Florida State, none other than Deion Sanders.
True. Orlando Trader, another of the folks that Xavier Wampa was going after, the defensive back out of Jackson, Michigan. He also signed today with the Hawkeyes. Cohen Entringer, we mentioned. And let's see, what else? Orlando Trader, the defensive back, as I mentioned, from Jackson, Michigan. Xavier Wampa says he is 5 for 5 today. And bringing folks to Iowa City. So
he's working on the class of 23 as well.
Yes, he is. Caden Proctor right there front and center from Southeast Polk, the mammoth offensive lineman, the 5-star next year out of Southeast Polk. We'll see. All right, 18 past 3. We need to take a short break. We'll come back. Mark Ironside will join us. We'll get you the latest on the weather forecast coming up right now from Rebecca Kopelman from Channel 2. So stay tuned. More to come. Gym Class here on KGYM coming your way after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And the record warmth today is going to come with some intense wind as well as severe weather later today. We're going to have the winds increasing out of the south throughout this afternoon and this evening. Winds could gust as high as 65 miles per hour. And then we'll have a line of thunderstorms coming through the area between 6 to 10 o'clock. These storms could produce even stronger winds of 70 to 80 miles per hour, and tornadoes will be possible as well. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
A little help can go a long way during the holidays and these cold winter months. Together with Helping Hands Ministry, make a difference for a neighbor in need. Spread the warmth with a monetary donation. Everyday essentials are also welcome.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Not many places can say this, but at Fairfax State Savings Bank, it's the 20s again. They welcomed their first customer way back in 1924. Things were a little different then, like cars and how much you could buy with a shiny new nickel. But since that first day, one thing hasn't changed. It's the way Fairfax State Savings Bank has proudly helped this community survive and thrive. They are the bank here. Stop in or visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, including Kubota L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus save up to $1,400. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Kubota, proud sponsor of Cyclone Football on the Iowa State Radio Network. Visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Menards has the tools you need to complete your projects. Known for innovative designs and affordable prices, Works provides the power and ease you need to get the job done right. The 20-volt 2-in-1 brad nailer and stapler is a must-have tool for every household. It's great for a variety of fastening tasks. Only $139.99 after rebate. Prices good through December 24th. Plus, give the perfect gift with a Menards gift card.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
322 back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. National Signing Day, early signing day, but this basically is signing day. Iowa has put out their official list now, and with help from both David Eicholt and Scott Docterman, Iowa moves up from 44 in the country to 25. Five new players today that Iowa signed, a lot of those with the help of Xavier Wampa. We mentioned Landon Van Kickerix from Boyden Hall Rock Valley, the linebacker out of Northwest Iowa. But then you've got the defensive end, Brian Allen Jr. coming in. And three defensive backs, Orlando Trader, Cohen Entringer, and TJ Hall Jr., all helping Iowa to go to number 25 in the country right now. Real quick, before we get to Mark here, I always like to take a look at these, Mark, because they intrigue me. The preferred walk-on list for Iowa. It includes Carter Erickson, a defensive back from Indianola, Graham Fredrickson, the wide receiver from Urbandale, very good player, Linmar's Luke Gaffney, the defensive lineman, 6'2", 250-pounder, Will Hubert from Omaha, he is a defensive lineman, 6'3", 245, Kale Kaloric from Indianola, a defensive back, Andrew Krause from Barrington, Illinois, a defensive lineman, Drew Stevens, the kicker out of North Augusta, South Carolina. There you go. Keep that name in mind. Kyson Van Vogt, he is a tight end, 6'7", 230 from Hull Western Christian. up in northwest Iowa, and the Davenport North defensive lineman, Dominic Wiseman, 6 foot, 265 pounder. Those are the preferred walk-ons for Iowa today. Pretty good guy. Pretty good guys in that group.
Yeah, there usually is. And the breakdown by position real quick. Iowa got 3 defensive linemen, 4 defensive backs, 2 linebackers, a quarterback in Carson May out of Oklahoma, 2 running backs, 2 offensive linemen, 1 wide receiver, and 2 tight ends.
There you go. There you go. On the text line, yes, we do know that Jackson State is D1. FCS is Division I. Thank you. We do know that. And North Dakota State aren't scared of 5 stars, says 8699. I like that. I like that. All right, we move from football to talk wrestling with you. And Mark Ironside joining us right now. And Mark's appearance is presented by Kurt Gustafson Agency, American Family Insurance. And they are located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. You didn't have all this rigmarole when you signed, right?
No, my signing, it's way different now than it ever was when I signed. You know, it's so much bigger of a deal, and just so much more talked about. It's a big conglomerate deal at the schools for the kids and the coaches, and it's way bigger than it ever was for back when I was in school. At least for me, anyway. I just remember I was the morning that I signed. My parents allowed me to take the morning off of school to go run the trap line with them, and then Jim Zaleski and Coach Gable came to the house later that morning and just sat at the kitchen table, signed some papers. They saw the furs in the garage and were in awe. I remember Gable saying that, you know, we had a box there, and he's like, I didn't even. I mean, I've heard of these things, but I have never actually physically ever seen one. And so it was more interesting for them, you know, from that department, I think, than actually signing me on a wrestling scholarship. So that's kind of how it went down for me, but way different these days. And it's good for the kids, and it's a big deal for them.
Mark, coming up this weekend, we've got some the collegiate duels in Florida. Before we get into that, I want to ask you, Iowa is going to this tournament in Florida this year, going to go to Texas. It seems like Iowa is spreading its fingerprint across the nation in places that the team really has rarely been before. Maybe it's coincidence, maybe not. But it's not a bad thing, I don't think.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with COVID, Mark. The tournament this weekend, or I shouldn't say this weekend, next Monday, Tuesday, which is kind of odd, but it's basically like a tournament that where I think Florida was a choice because they knew it was a state where they were going to, at the time when they set it up, and they kind of just didn't really know what was going to be available and what was going to take place. They felt safe in that state, so that's where this tournament got set up, and that's, you know, one reason that they're probably going down there. But it's also an opportunity to wrestle some schools that we typically don't get a chance to wrestle, that they're not normally on our schedule. We start off the duel with the dual meet tournament with Central Michigan, and then we'll probably wrestle Lehigh. And then in the finals, more likely, we're going to run into Missouri, which is an extremely, extremely good team, and they're loaded, and that's going to be a great dual meet. And as far as the Oklahoma State match down in Texas, you know, I'm not really sure how that came about with John Smith setting that up. You know, we're supposed to be at Oklahoma State, and John Smith, you know, setting it up with USA Wrestling and matching it up with a match, in the Texas Rangers Stadium with a USA Wrestling dual meet against the Iranians. That's spectacular. That's just awesome. And anytime you get an opportunity to do that, you're seeing stuff like that now more so in the sport of wrestling. Instead of just having something in your home facility or someone else's home facility, you're seeing exciting things. And I think, honestly, if you go back to the grapple and the gridiron that we did in Kinnick Stadium, it really kind of, you know, kicked this type of thing off and these events off and thinking outside the box. And it's really, I think, helped broaden, you know, the sport of wrestling.
It has. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And if Iowa and Missouri meet, which probably should happen. What are we looking at as far as the Tigers? They're top five. They were at one point number three in the country, but they've kind of dropped a couple of spots anyway. It's still a very, very, very solid team, as you mentioned.
Yeah, they got O'Toole at 165. He's a stud. They're tough at 97, 49, 41. They're just a good, even the weight classes where, you know, they don't have a really highly ranked individual, they're still very solid. And so we're going to have to bring out our hammers in that dual meet. There's no doubt, which I think that we will. I think this is a good opportunity, you know, for, you know, a guy like Spencer Lee to maybe crack the lineup. Not crack the lineup, I should say, but, you know, see kind of his 21-22 debut, you know, I'm hoping. And I think it will really springboard us into next year and give these guys an opportunity then to go to the Midlands after that and, you know, where we're going to take multiple guys at different weight classes and kind of let them battle it out in some of the weight classes that are, you know, things are kind of undecided there. So I think that you're going to see a lot of different guys going at different weights and you're going to see different lineup. Like I said last week, pretty much every dual meet's going to be different, but that Missouri match is going to be a barn burn of a match, and it's going to be really fun to watch or listen to.
Yeah, there's two pools in this tournament. The other pool includes Penn State and Northern Iowa, among other teams. So you'll at least get a chance, if you choose, to take a look at those two teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that you and I is going down there. They get a chance to wrestle some other schools that they wouldn't normally wrestle. So you see us wrestling, you know, teams that aren't in our conference, and then you see you and I wrestling teams like Penn State, you know, that aren't in their conference. And so, you know, that's what's really good about a tournament like this is, you know, you get to see teams that you wouldn't normally wrestle, you don't get a chance to see until the national tournament. I think that's awesome. But at the same time, it's kind of cool that, you know, you can kind of, you know, third eye over and look over kind of over your shoulder a little bit, and you get to watch some of these other teams and kind of see what kind of energy that they're bringing. And you know, it's just fun to be in an environment when you're going to, anytime you have teams like Iowa, Penn State, and Missouri, you know, in the same facility, all wrestling, it's going to be a pretty energetic thing. And I know there are a ton of wrestling fans down in the state of Florida that are going to pack this dual meet tournament and be out there to watch. So I've already had a few phone calls of people that live down there. I want to know if I'm coming down, if I'm going to be, you know, down there to watch and want to go out to, you know, lunch or whatever and stuff like that. So lots of people, a lot of Floridans really excited that Iowa Hawkeyes and some good wrestling are coming down to their neck of the woods, which never, ever happens.
Well, and, you know, it's Florida, man. That's good weather down there.
I don't know if it's going to be any warmer than it is here today. It's a little less windy.
Won't have the storms of the wind.
No.
That's that's for sure, and yeah, that'll come up early next week as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned, and then the Midlands coming up after that anyway. Hey, Mark and I wanted to ask you about Oklahoma State. We had the duel, and then we had another duel going through the handshake line. This one got uglier than Iowa and Iowa State did. Certainly.
I haven't seen anything about it. It's the first time hearing of it.
Really? Really?
Yeah, first time hearing of it. I have to check this out and look it up. When did this happen?
What was it? Sunday. Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma 31-3. And then the Oklahoma heavyweight went after A.J. Ferrari. Then,
really?
Oh, yeah. It was ugly, wasn't it?
It really was?
I'm going to have to check that out and see, but that doesn't really surprise me. A.J. Ferrari, you know, love him or hate him. I mean, there's really no in-between. He's very, very confident, I guess is the best way to put that. And he could definitely rub somebody the wrong way. So I'm sure that, you know, probably instigated something a little bit. So, yeah, I could totally see that happening.
Yeah, go check it out. It's all over the video. Yeah, it made Iowa State look like a church picnic.
Good. That's what we need.
Well, do we need handshake lines, Mark? We've seen problems in high school basketball, and now we got this in wrestling, or it's just isolated stuff.
You know, you bring up a really good question. You know, it's something to be talked about. Do we need them? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Obviously, when COVID hit, we did away with them, and you know what? Everything went along just fine. Is it good sportsmanship to be able to do that at the end of a match, a football game, a basketball game, or whatever? I think so. I think it's classy. I'm for it. I think that you should do it. I think that, you know, it sets the precedence of that, you know, no matter the outcome of something, at the end of the day, you got to shake hands and win or lose. And I think it does a good job of teaching, especially young athletes, you know, sportsmanship and being a good sport. And so I think there's a lot of positives out of doing it. Do we need to do it? No. But what I am not a fan of is, say, in the sport of wrestling in particular, at the end of a match, when a wrestler wins or loses, you know, jogs over to the opposing coach's hands and wants to shake hands with them. That I think should be illegal, and I don't think that should be allowed to do it. Whether it's completely 100%, the kid's just a phenomenal, great kid and just showing good sportsmanship, or the kid's just doing it because, you know, he just won and he's kind of throwing it in the other opposing coach's face and rubbing it in a little bit. It doesn't really matter. I think even if the kid's, you know, doing it out of the kindness of his heart, win or lose, I think that's what the handshake at the end of the duel means for. And I think, or the end of the game or the end of the match. So I personally think they should outlaw and make it illegal for, you know, an athlete to go and shake the opposing coaching staff's or coach's hand after a match. But I do think that they should have the line afterwards in the normal handshake shake like they always have. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you're not going to see that happening with Mark Manning. I know that.
No, probably not. You know, there's a lot of things that you're probably not going to see happen with Mark Manning. But it's all good. It's all good. And that's what makes wrestling different than kind of any other sport. Is that, you know, a lot of times you show up just because you like to watch what goes on between the coaching staffs. And it's a sport where these coaches have so much invested in these athletes, and they want to, and they're wrestlers, they're former wrestlers themselves. So, you know, they're literally like, I almost like pretty much literally, you know, they're fighting for their athletes, and they want to give that athlete every chance to win. But at the same time, it's kind of like parenting. You need to step back and, you know, let your kids grow up and learn lessons on their own. And sometimes they're even hard lessons. You can't fight all their battles for them. Sometimes I think as a coach, you need to kind of sit back and say, yeah, you know what? I could probably argue that, but at the same time, you know, the referee probably made the right call, and you know what? My kid's got to realize that he shouldn't have been in that position or that predicament to start with, and we wouldn't be arguing this call right now. So you take care of business on the mat, I won't have to do that, you know? And I think that we could probably see a little bit more of that, you know, at least in the sport of wrestling, and putting a little bit more on the kids instead of trying to scrap as a coach for every single little teeny weeny point that we possibly can.
John Smith says we did not start this.
And that's very possible.
Oklahoma got whipped.
What's that?
Oklahoma got whipped. It was like 31-3.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know. Like I said, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't see the dual meet, but more than likely a lot of it probably had to do with them getting whipped and, you know, just didn't go well. I'm actually watching on the computer right now. Here, let's see. Let me see this here.
first reactions from Mark here of Oklahoma State.
Well, something was said between Ferrari and the Oklahoma heavyweight that you can see as they're going through the line, and the Oklahoma heavyweight didn't really care for it, so he gave Ferrari a push in the shoulder, and then from there Ferrari takes a swing, and then the heavyweight did not back down at all whatsoever. So then Ferrari tries to stop it a little bit, and then I'm sorry, the Oklahoma heavyweight tried to stop a little bit there after he started going after him, and then Ferrari dropped down and doubled him right to his back. So it actually made Ferrari look a lot better than what he was there by taking the heavyweight down, but the heavyweight kind of stopped what he was doing. So that's good stuff.
It was something, all right. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
That is, I'm surprised, honestly, you don't see a lot more of that. But at the same time, because of that, I don't think that we should stop having handshakes throughout a line and so forth or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Have fun in Florida, man.
I don't think I'm going to make it, boys.
Oh, you're not going? Oh, okay.
I'm going to be a spectator out of my office. You know, when you own a retail business and a custom apparel business, it's really, really difficult to miss 2 days of work the week before Christmas.
True.
Very, very, very tough on the schedule. So I have had a good talk with Coach Tom Brands, and he's 100% in favor and understands me not going and giving up my seat on the plane. We are still going to be represented by my great radio partner, Stephen Grace, but I am not going to make that one as I need to make sure things are getting done, here and meeting a lot of deadlines, next week. So,
all right. Very good. Well, we'll talk to you about it next Wednesday. Looking forward to it, man.
I will still be involved. I'll have a lot of let you know what goes on and stuff like that. That's not a problem. So I look forward to talking to you guys next Wednesday.
All right. Take care, Mark.
All right. Stay safe. See you. Bye.
Mark Ironside joining us. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. We'll take a break. Come back. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go. A lot of leagues starting their playoffs this week. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joins us coming up next to answer your fantasy football questions. 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Go ahead and get those questions ready to go for us. Back with more after this.
Colleen, can you run back and wrap that? No, oh, you've got a customer.
The holidays came early for the Hendrix Boutique.
Oh, yes, we'll be open even later when it gets
They'll need a temp fulfillment manager to tie up the holiday loose ends.
I need some more help at the register. Somebody? Oh, Sherry.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book, right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
I've been banking with Midwest One since I started Velvet Coat.
We're talking with Michelle Galvin from Velvet Coat Boutique about Midwest One Bank.
I'm a huge advocate for downtown. Midwest One is part of the downtown community, but they're also everywhere you need them. I would compare Midwest One to Velvet Coat in that we can put a face with our clients. I've always banked with Midwest One. Every step of the way has been so easy for me. It gives me peace of mind to know that I have a solid banking partner.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Member FDIC.
Back with you in the gym class here on KGYM. Our thanks to Mark Ironside for joining us. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is joining us next to talk fantasy football. If you have a question, go ahead and text it to us. You can also call us at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600 here on a Wednesday edition of the gym class here on KGYM. 0835, just before we leave the wrestling realm here, Mark, Ferrari of Oklahoma State has an NIL with WWE. Must have been working on his skills. I did not.
Looked like it, didn't it?
I did not know that. That was crazy. That was some crazy stuff. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. Anyway, again, 319-366-1600 as Chris joins us here on the Wednesday edition of the program, and his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. They are the official sponsor of Chris's segment and all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. Chris, Tyler Higbee, a false positive. I'm not saying it cost me a win, but it cost me a win.
Terrible. I've been to the alternate universe where he actually played and he scored 3 touchdowns.
Oh, I win then.
Yeah. But it's just too bad. It's not in this universe, but I took a visit there just to see.
It's fine. It's fine. I have the number 3 seed going into the tournament this week, so I don't even think would have helped any, so it's fine. It's all good. It's all good. Are you still alive in Survivor?
Still alive, but nobody lost yesterday. Last week was all favorites won, so we started with 23. We still have 23. This week we're going to maybe take the Niners or maybe take the Cardinals, and we got to decide. But it's getting kind of tight. It's getting toward the, we have to pick a team on Christmas Day or Thursday night next week. And the only ones we have left are going to be the Titans Niners game on Thursday. And that's a pick 'em. So it's going to be a real dice roll on that one.
Chris, your visitors at RotoWire may increase quite a bit this week with, what is it, 90-some players on the COVID list. Some teams don't have any issues at all. Others have significant issues. What do you make of all of it?
Yeah, I sort of predicted this. I was hoping I was wrong. But, COVID spreads seasonally, and this is the season. People are inside. They're not getting a lot of vitamin D. It's going to spread. And hopefully this is the peak, but it might not be. And, it's only Wednesday. There could be more cases tomorrow and Friday. And I think the NFL, I think I saw a report by Ian Rappaport that said they may have to change their policy because it could destroy the season if it keeps going, if it gets any worse. So far the Browns are pretty bad. They're missing a couple of key offensive linemen. They're missing Baker Mayfield. They're missing Jarvis Landry, Austin Hooper. So the Raiders are actually favored in Cleveland in that game. The Browns right now are in a playoff spot. So I don't think the Browns are going anywhere, but, it's that can ruin a whole season. Last year Denver had to play with Kendall Hinton as a quarterback, who's a wide receiver. And, last year they moved some games around, but we're done with the bye weeks. There's nowhere to move these games. So I just think, in the short term, you're going to have to just navigate it, pick up players, know who backups are, running back and stuff. We can help you with that at RotoWire. But I think in the medium term, the NFL may just stop testing, asymptomatic guys because, no one else, if you go to a restaurant, you're not testing yourself to go to the restaurant. Or, if you don't have symptoms, you're not testing yourself. So the NFL may have, been done in by its own policy.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we got a lot of questions rolling in here. 7508, let's start there. They are tired of Lamar Jackson, and now he's hurt. Do we gamble on Fields in our first-round playoff matchup?
Well, Lamar Jackson's probably out, so Fields against the Vikings is a pretty good gamble. The only thing I worry about is in Chicago at night. You guys know the weather around that area. You guys aren't too far from Chicago. It's cold, and it could be windy. So that's the only thing I'd be worried about. I think Fields looks – Fields makes mistakes, but I think he's passed the eye test for me. I think he's mobile. And he's made some throws, and I would use Fields if I were stuck, sure.
79-66, Hockenson or Gettert the rest of the way?
I would probably take Goddard, but it's close. Hockenson should be back this week.
All right, 46-88 in a PPR league. Flex, if Mike Williams is unavailable, is it Edwards-Helaire, Bourne or St. Brown?
I'd go Edwards-Helaire for sure.
Against the Chargers.
0835 is in a PPR league. With Hopkins out for the regular season, needs a flex. Claypool or Rashad Bateman?
I would probably go Claypool, though Bateman had a good game last week.
As long as Claypool doesn't do dumb things.
Doesn't do the first down signal and...
Still counts. Matt, the Michigan fan. Good to hear from Matt. He is looking for updates. Any word on Daryl Henderson's COVID status?
I mean, I think, you know, I think he'll be off the list. I think they only get about 10 days, you know. So he missed last game, and, yeah, he didn't play last week. I think he'll play this week, but we don't have any update yet.
17-18, Kyler Murray at Detroit or Brady against New Orleans?
Murray versus Brady. I'm going to say Murray this week.
All right. 26-62. Lockett, Higgins, McLaurin, Osborne, or Parker need two to start at wide receiver.
Higgins and who was the other guy? The second guy. McLaurin's hurt. Who's the second guy? Lockett and
Higgins.
Lockett and Higgins. But if McLaurin's cleared, you could use McLaurin over Higgins. But I'd probably go Lockett and Higgins.
1250 in the 563 area code. How worried should I be about Josh Allen's injury? And is there any waiver wire pickup that could be added as insurance?
I mean, you know, either he's playing or he's not. It looks like he's been going through the walkthrough today. So I think Josh Allen will be okay. I wouldn't be that worried. But if he were scratched for some reason, a couple guys to throw out there, consider Taysom Hill if he's available. Consider Tua if he's available. Consider Garoppolo or maybe Justin Fields.
All right. Chris List joining us here from rotowire.com, 319-366-1600. If you have a question, pick one for a flex in a PPR league, Julio Jones, Darnell Mooney, or Michael Carter?
I kind of like Michael Carter. He's coming. Well, make sure he's coming back. He's designated to return. We got to make sure he actually returns. And if not, give me Mooney, I guess.
0503 is in a full point PPR, Chris. I need one running back and one flex among these three. DK, Josh Jacobs, Elijah Mitchell.
I would say Mitchell if he starts, but he's still, you know, we got to see. And otherwise, Metcalf.
All right. And also, does Gallup have a better upside than Amari Cooper going forward?
No, I think Cooper still has probably a little bit more.
That from 0905 here. A couple more minutes with Chris. If you'd like to get a question in, 319-366-1600. As we get fantasy football playoffs started this week. And with a very interesting game coming up on Thursday night. Keenan Allen is back for the Chargers. They've got some COVID issues. Chris Jones has COVID problems for the Chiefs. So
you know that's the big one, Scott.
Yeah.
That's the MVP of the Chiefs.
Yep. Well, I tell you what.
That guy's been a monster. And
Ingram, too.
Well, they got Ingram, and they moved Jones back inside where he belongs, and he's just been dominant. And the Chiefs' defense, all of a sudden, they're winning with defense. And so, yeah, they've had that. That's kind of big, but I think the Chargers, I think San Diego, is losing. They don't have Rashawn Slater, and maybe someone else. Eckler looked like he's going to play because he practiced today.
Oh, good. All right, very good. One more in there, Mark.
Yeah, Darren would like to know Cousins or Mac Jones this week.
I would go Cousins.
All right, there you go. Mac Jones just gets W's. That's all he does.
Only threw three passes last time.
And that
so that he handed off well. You know, you could have done that.
That's amazing.
He's played some good games, but you know that's the problem is that they will run it as much as they have to.
All right, one more here, Greg and Epworth. Thanks for tuning in today. 1 point PPR needs three of these four: one wide receiver and two flex. Adam Thielen, Gallup, Hunter Renfro, or Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I will go Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Hunter Renfro, and not Gallup. Who's the other guy?
Thielen.
Not Gallup.
Thielen.
Thielen, if he's healthy. Is Thielen out? Because Thielen missed last week's game. Let me take a look at what Thielen's status is. He's ruled out for, we don't have an update yet for after last week. So Thielen, if he plays, otherwise Gallup.
All right. There you go. Best of luck in everybody's fantasy football leagues this week as the playoffs get started. And, Chris, information, people are going to be wanting it. And how can they get that from rotowire.com?
Yeah, rotowire.com/try, T-R-Y. Let's keep it simple this time. And you get free 10 days. You can check out all the COVID list, all the backups. I mean, a lot of the game now is going to be, okay, he got suddenly put on the COVID list. Which running back is going to start? We have that. Again, rotowire.com/try. Free 10-day trial. Do not need a credit card.
All right. Best of luck, Chris.
Thanks. Good luck, guys.
All right. We'll talk to Chris next week. Thanks for all the questions. As Chris List joining us from rotowire.com. Quick break, come back, and get you ready for Bowling Night in America after this.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
And we are back, 3:55 here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we come your way here. Tomorrow, we'll talk to Kevin Lehman, the coach. It'll be the Off the Glass segment. Looking forward to that. We'll talk college hoops coming up tomorrow, Friday. Just finalize this. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter will join us on the Friday edition of the program, as well as our pick six coming up. Mark, you got a weather update.
Yeah, I got this from friends in Johnson County, Scott. Johnson County Emergency Management expects a storm to hit around 6:30 p.m. with wind gusts around 80 miles an hour possible. Storm system will move across the entire state in a matter of only 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's going quickly. It is out around the border right now, the western border of the state of Iowa, and there are basically, the whole thing has thunderstorm warnings and a few tornado warnings out there. Again, it stretches from Sioux City down toward the west of Topeka and down all the way to Wichita right now. And it's a very skinny line, but that means it's a fast-moving line. And, yeah, just keep one eye on the weather coming up tonight. We are still scheduled to bowl, although we are hearing rumors that Lancer has called their night off. But we are still scheduled to go. As far as this moment, and we start the second rotation with Durline Scale tonight.
Very little cancels bowling, and we'll see if we can take some wind out of the sails of Durline Scale tonight. Durline number one in the league, Rusty Nails number five. Lanes 29 and 30 tonight, Scott.
Yep, and big thanks to May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America. And we got the holidays coming up, so take advantage of the pro shop. And also, if you have relatives in and want to just get together as a family, and you can do that at May City with some open bowling, just give them a call to inquire.
Yep, 362-0136. And you can always visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. Todd and Alex coming up next. And again, if there's any weather, Spencer will keep you updated. He's got his weather cap on. Ready to go. They will have your next opportunity to win tickets to see the private showing, American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story. So tune in between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock for your chance to win as far as that giveaway is concerned. And everybody keep an eye on the weather, as we mentioned, as it rolls through. And it's 73 degrees right now, but it is windy out there, and certainly do not want to have a repeat of what happened a year ago in August, and hopefully that will not be the case. But we'll be back with you tomorrow, coming at 3 o'clock with another edition of the Gym Class. Again, we will take a look at the upcoming college basketball slate. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us tomorrow with our weekly segment, Off the Glass. So we will talk hoops with Kevin, look ahead to Iowa and Utah State, and a whole lot more. All right, we'll keep you updated if there's something to update you with tonight from the alleys, Mark.
Appreciate that. Final quick piece of recruiting news, Tyrone Tracy Jr., the former Iowa wide receiver, headed for Purdue.
Going to be in the Big Ten still. All right, stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM.
We're going to need to fire up the plow, the big one.
Forecast is 6 feet of snow and six.